Thanks, call customer support. This is Shanita. How may I help you?
Sure, Nita. I have gotten two debits from my account, and I don't know what they're for. What company are you all?
This is a third-party company. We work with multiple vendors and multiple accounts.
Okay, well, I need you to look up these two things for me because I don't know what in the world they're for.
May I have your zip code?
24018.
And what was the name, ma'am?
The name is Patricia Altizer, Altizer.
Can you verify that address for me, ma'am?
4986 Hunting Hills Circle, Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, I have it under Patty
Patty.
Altizer. Yes, ma'am. I'm waiting on your account to pull up. On June 6th, did you approve amount of $7.95
Right.
for some kitchen?
It was a KitchenAid mixer that was supposed to be $2 plus shipping, and that was from Walmart.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That $2 is actually for a is actually a ticket to enter a sweepstakes drawing.
Okay.
You're
And then
not
what?
actually getting that kitchen mixer. You will be charged for a discount shopping store. You will receive a $125 voucher in your email monthly from the direct shopping store.
Okay, well, I'm not interested in that. And then there was something for $56.95 that was taken out on 610. I don't know what that's for.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. The $56.95 is the monthly payment for the voucher that's been sent to your email.
Okay, well, I am not interested in any of this, and I would like both of those charges taken off of my account. This was a scam, and I want it taken off.
Okay, I got the account canceled.
So I'm due $64.90 back to my account.
Put you on a brief hold while I check on that. For that $56.95, I can issue a 35% refund back to your account.
No, I want it all back. I'm not using that voucher or anything. That's not what I paid for. That's not what I expected. I
I
want the
can give
total
you
amount refund.
my employee discount of 50% refund.
No, I want it all back. I'm not going to be using that refund. I'm not going to be using any of it. That is not what I was purchasing. No, I was scammed and I want the money back, $64.90 back into my account.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but the highest I can go is to 50%.
That is crazy. I'm not even using it.
Yes,
Can I speak to
ma'am.
the supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. I just spoke to her. The highest I can go is to 50%.
Let me talk to her.
I just confirmed with her. She said the highest I can go is to 50%.
That's not acceptable to me. I haven't used anything. I have gotten nothing for my money. So, no, this is stealing.
She won't. Mute when she can go with me.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. The highest I can go is to 50%.
No, that is not what you're going to give me. You're going to give me all of my money back. What is the name of this company?
This is a third-party company. We work with multiple vendors and multiple accounts.
So you're screwing all these people out of money.
We're not in charge of the charging, ma'am. We just handle the accounts.
No, you are in charge of the charging. This is the number that's put on my account. And you all pulled the money from my account. It is listed on my bank receipt.
Yes, ma'am. The area that you called, the number that you matched, you connected with me. The only thing I do on this side, ma'am, is handle the accounts. I don't do the charging, ma'am. I just handle accounts.
Okay, so handle the account and give me my money back.
Yes, ma'am. The highest I can go is the 50%.
No, the 50
refund.
Not what I want. I want
just the highest I can go, ma'am.
Let me speak to a supervisor. Don't put me on hold. Give me the supervisor.
I have to put you on hold, ma'am, to switch you over to the supervisor, ma'am. You want to be put on hold, ma'am, for the supervisor?
Yes, I do.
Brief moment.
So, Blake, she was going with you? What are you going to do about all those people?
Okay, ma'am, transferring you over to the supervisor now. Thanks, Kyle. Customer support.